All right, Jamal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, top of Kuf Lamed Vav. Anachnu nimtzayim ba'olam, ba'olam shekulo moshech l'ritzonos. We live in a world that is all about desires, all about wants. Rotzim yiladim, we want children. Rotzim shiigadlu, we want them to grow up. Rotzim naharz, we want to get pleasure from them. Rotzim shetiyah parnasa bekalos ubeshefa, we want parnasa in abundance and with ease. Rotzim menucha, we want to rest. Rotzim verotzim, we want and we want. Im adam yikach et unyar, v'yaschil limnos kama dvarim hu rotzeh. The person would take out a pen and paper and begin to make a list of all the things that he wants. Ani matzia lahachim merosh sheva davdafos. I think we could fill 7 reams of paper. Hu rotzeh verotzeh beligvul. Man wants and he wants without any limitations, without any boundaries. Kol ratonos halalu hin be'etzem hamafteach lechorban ha'adam. All of these wants, all of these desires, in reality are the very undoing, very, very destruction of man. Hamafteach la'akiraso mimatzavo ha'tivi shehu matzav shel simcha uknisa li'olam afluvi. It is the key. It is the key to uprooting man from his natural disposition, his natural state of simcha, and ultimately plunging him into a world of darkness. Because Rabbi Saigin, remember, what ends up happening is, as soon as you want it, the want becomes a need. And the moment that the want becomes a need, man cannot find any happiness until when? Until ultimately he goes ahead and fills that need. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, next section. Says in the Chaver, Chachamenu zal omrim, our rabbis say, Kachi darko shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Pas b'melach tochal, you shall eat bread with salt. Umayim b'meshura tishte. Va'ala aret tishan. So we'll say you should eat bread with salt. You should drink water. You should sleep on the ground. V'chayit sa'ar tichya. Live a life of privation. U'betorah ata amal. And toil in Torah. Vim ata osikin, and if you do that, ashrecha v'tovach, you'll be praiseworthy, and it'll be good for you. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, it'll be good for you in this world. V'tov lecha ba'olam haba, it'll be good for you in the world to come. Akotz v'pirkei avos. So the Mechaber asks a very simple question, which we all ask when we see this Mishnah. V'chol haroeh es divrei ha'tana halalu omid mishtameh. Anyone who reads these words of this Tana is always somewhat bewildered. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. This is a good life in this world. I'm saying, you know, come on, let's be honest. This doesn't exactly sound, you know, bread with salt, drinking water, sleeping on the ground, does not exactly sound like a wonderful olam hazeh. Bishlama olam haba, move on. I understand why perhaps this prepares me for a good world to come. After all, Adam lama Torah. I spent my life learning Torah. Kiyei mitzos, I spent my life fulfilling mitzos. Yelo schar la'asid lavos, so I understand if I spend a life like that, I'll have a licht chagan eden, right? I understand, I'll have a lot of schar in the world to come. However, husafkon l'tzorech hatschar, shiskelo la'asid lavo. I undertook certain personal suffering in order to go ahead and note that I merited a portion of the world to come. Zo gamzo shitas chayim. I understand that this is a shita of life. Aval lo akach atana medaber. That's not what the Tana is saying, because what did the Tana say? L'shono hu ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. Atmea. So the Mechaber says, but that's not what the Tana said. What did the Tana say? That if you eat bread with salt, you drink water, you sleep on the ground, you're going to have not just a wonderful life in the world to come, you're going to have a wonderful life in this world as well. And that's puzzling. That's absolutely puzzling. Because at the end of the day, how can you tell me that eating bread with salt, sleeping on the ground, drinking water, how can you tell me again that that is a good life in Olam Hazeh? So look what he writes. Ilu lo kaya ksuvos b'mishnah hamilin, chaye tsar tichya. If it would not have written in the Mishnah that you should live a life of tsar, ulai od hayinu mavinim. Avala mishnah me'ida, ki rak ayidei chaye tsar tichya, zochim la'ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. Furthermore, the Mishnah seems to be saying the following, that how do you have a good life in this world? Only if it's chayit tsar tichya. Only if you live a life of tsar, is it ashrecha. Only if we live a life of privation, ultimately, again, will you have a good olam hazeh. Iza ashrecha yish ba'olam hazeh kazeh. How can you say, how could a life of privation, again, Rabbi Osai, no one's going to argue that if you limit yourself and you live a life of privation in this world, that you'll have a good world to come. Makes sense. You're placing pretty much what you're saying is, I'm placing a total emphasis on the ruchni, on the spiritual. I'm not placing any emphasis on the gashmi, and therefore I'm preparing my neshama for the eternal afterlife. But it would seem to me that a decision like that comes at the expense of a good life in olam hazeh, which, by the way, if we're honest, is something that most of us are not prepared to do. Most of us are not prepared to sacrifice an olam hazeh for the sake of an olam haba. What we try to do is we try to have a little bit of both, or maybe a lot of both. So how can you say, so what he's asking is on the Mishnah, how can you say that a chayit sar, that a life of difficulty and privation, is a life of ashrecha? So the Kuri writes, Zosvaot, the shem ma yesh tzorech tafka b'derech zu shalpas b'melach tocha umay b'mishura tishtep. Furthermore, why is this even important? Why do you have to go ahead and live a life of bread and salt and water? Why is that necessary? Im adam hum balim tzayim osha aviv mafkid lechashpono midei chodesh sach shal kama alfei shkalim. Let's say I'm wealthy, or for that matter, my father's wealthy. The same thing, right? So I'm wealthy, my father's wealthy, and he gives me, I have money in the bank. So I don't have to get by on pas b'melach tochal umay b'mishura tishta. Madua shi yistapik b'muat. Why should I? Why see? Let's say, what he's raising over here is something very interesting, which is that the Tana is indicating to us, this is not a din on how much money you have at your disposal. The Tana is making a general statement that, do you know how you should live life? You should live life with the bare minimums. Live life with the bare minimum. Do what you need to do to get by. Eat your bread with salt. Drink your water. Sleep on the floor. It's not talking about someone who doesn't have money, because obviously if you don't have money, you're going to end up doing this. Why? Because you don't have a choice. That's not what Tana is referring to. Tana is saying even somebody who does have a choice, who can live a more comfortable and lavish lifestyle, don't. So the Mechaber is asking, why not? If I could afford it, I'm not stealing them. We're not talking now about excess. But if I want to live a nice, comfortable, regular life, then why can't I? Like, why not? Look what he writes. Heim heim adram shenemru adata. The answer to this is the very same concepts that we've been espousing until this point. Ha'adam sover shem yikach od sukaria. Listen to this. Yargish ragua. You know, what is life about? Life is about getting one more candy. Right, everyone the truth is, we're just big kids. So, right, especially this, it's always cute to see, at the end of Purim, right, you have all of this stuff in your house, right? And like, mamash, for kids, like for them, it's like they won the lottery. They won the lottery. So what happens? So again, all they want is one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. The truth is, adults are no different. Everybody wants just one more candy. One more candy is what I need to be happy. But the truth is, what could this be compared to? Adam lokeach misamer, or mevakeish l'tako b'kir kedei litlos alav t'muna. So we'll say, what happens? I want to hang up a picture. So what do? I take a nail, and I want to bang it into the wall to go ahead and hang up the picture. Ella shemirov hislavos hamakir b'patish haisa ka'aza, shekola kir hismotet v'nafal. What's the problem? In my zeal to hang up the picture, I delivered such a strong hammer blow that what did I do? I knocked down the wall. So I want to hang up a picture, and in hanging up the picture, I knocked down the wall. Adam ze hayanira lo shu rak mosif hu yitla la'atzmotuna. So what was my intent? My intent was to add. Yes, my wall was very nice. My house was very nice. But I wanted to make it a little bit nicer. I wanted to hang up this picture. And what happens? Tila uti patanuk, a little bit more enjoyment. But what happened? Because of one little nail, I ended up what? I ended up destroying the structure. Take a look, top of Kof Lamed Zayin. Madua be'emes hatanu kagashmi kol kachoris. So I will say, again, you see where he's going with this. Where he's going with this is that what the Tana is saying is that when you, well, let's see. Madua be'emes hatanu kagashmi kol kachoris. Why is it that our physical, our material desires are so self-destructive? The truth is, what is one more candy going to do to me? And the answer is, Beinenu klum. In reality, one more candy is not going to do anything to you. Lefachos kimat klum. Almost nothing to you. Afilo mibechina tizunatit. Even again, if a person is on a diet, or a person is trying to watch their sugar intake, at the end of the day, one candy is not going to make a difference. Shum rofe lo yomar. Shim adam ocha pam eze ma'achal she'ino sam hamaves. Elo shalo bidiyok lefi kloli hatinuz atizuna. If I have high cholesterol and my doctor told me not to eat donuts, okay, good. And mamish, you know, one morning I wake up and I have a strong desire for a donut, and I go and I eat one donut. Is a donut gonna kill me? No. And the truth is, it doesn't even matter how high your cholesterol is. One donut is not going to do anything to you. If that's the case, ma'im kin shara shabaya. What's therefore, again, if one candy is not going to kill me, so then why not? He says, Habaya eino b'mashu ochel, ela b'kach shehu rotzeh. The Rebbe said, this is so profound. Because the problem is not that you eat the candy. The problem is what? The problem is that you want it. He says, Be'etzem ritzono shu rotzeh od v'od dvarim. Milvad ha-metzius ha-amitit shenimtze b'socho. The problem is you want more and more and more. More than what you have already. It's going back to yesterday's mashal. He chases himself away from the king's palace, like we saw yesterday. We're always running away. We're privileged to live right in the palace of the king. We're privileged to live right at the treasure house. And yet what? We spend our lives running away from it. Hear what he's saying over here? The problem is not with the eating of the candy. The problem is the wanting of the candy. The wanting of the candy, that one additional candy represents the ratzon. Remember again, says the Mechaber, ratzon comes from what lashon? Comes from what lashon? Rats, to run. Because when you want something, you spend your life running after it. Says the Mechaber, the problem is when you begin to want things, those wants create the needs. Those needs create an intense desire, to intense need to run after those items and to try to find them. And the person has no rest, no menucha, no happiness until he finally acquires them. So mostly what we're going to see, we'll stop over here for today, but we're going to see that's what the Tana is saying. When the Tana says, eat bread with salt, drink water, sleep on the floor, the Mechaber is going to suggest the Tana is not actually telling us that that's what we have to do. What the Tana is saying is, keep your ratzon in check. Keep your ratzon in check. If at the end of the day you know you could survive with bread, salt, water, and sleeping on the floor, just keep that in mind. That means that's what's essential. That's what's essential. And anything else is gravy. So just pay attention to what it is that you desire. Pay attention to what it is that you want, because it's those very things that will create your life expectations, or that will create your needs, and it's those very things that you will spend your life running after. All right, we'll stop over. We'll pick up middle of Kof Lamed Zayin tomorrow. So that we'll see tomorrow. He does.